Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. Again, my name is Jeffrey Davis. I'm the host of Radio Entrepreneurs, and we continue to stream through this year stories of entrepreneurship, leadership, and how organizations are staying competitive in this new economic reality. And as everyone knows, I don't go a week without talking to the fabulous Mark Z. And welcome back, Mark, and we're going to have one of our wonderful Mark Z moments. Welcome, Mark.
Thank you, Jeff. Great to be here. Great to share this challenging year with you. At least we've had each other's support throughout the year, and hard to believe it's finally ending for a new beginning of next year.
Well, you know, as this year was a surprise, I'm sure next year will be as well.
That's for sure.
I'm sure more positive. So, Mark, you know, we discussed offline the concept of how people are staying motivated. Now that we're sort of 9 months into this pandemic and economic turmoil, you know, being motivated is a marathon, and it's been tough for people. I've been hearing it a lot more over the last 2 weeks. Just last night, I heard from somebody I know very well in Canada who owns a business, and he was not predicting a great future, at least in that market where he is. And he's very pessimistic and is really oriented around continuing to make change, to adapt. So I don't know what you're seeing, and I'm always interested in what you're seeing.
Well, first of all, you're totally right. I mean, it's been a challenging year, and everybody's got a lot of hope for next year, but it's even challenging for employees at all levels to stay motivated as we're now into the holidays. Once Thanksgiving hit, or even probably the week before Thanksgiving, people are starting to think about the holidays and think about the end of the year. A lot of people are letting their guard down. The other day I was taking a walk, and there were a number of people that I had to dodge on the street because they didn't have masks on. And I think a lot of people have COVID fatigue and just want that social interaction. So what we want everybody to do is stay motivated personally and professionally. Personally, try to, throughout the holidays, stay away from large gatherings, focused on your immediate families and your immediate you, and try to look at ways where you can stay motivated personally. So, for example, a lot of people tell me, including experiencing myself, is it's like Groundhog Day and since COVID, because the weekends you're very limited at what you can do and who you could see and places you can visit. And now that we're getting into a cold spell of the winter, people can't be outdoors eating, and they won't go inside because of, or athletically. You're a tennis player. A lot of people don't want to come inside. So in terms of personally, look at things that you can do to keep you motivated. Is there a project that you've wanted to do? You're looking at that house. For the most part, you've been in it more times in the last 8 months than you have probably in the last 4 years together. Are there things in the house you want to plan to improve? Maybe different, whether it's a aesthetic organization now that your kids have left the house, or better usage of the space now that you now do you have a chance to focus as you're not so busy all the time. Or is it just planning for you personally in terms of what your personal goals with your family, maybe what trips you're going to now finally be able to take once you have the vaccine in the new year? Professionally, again, the same thing. It's going to be quieter as we get down the stretch, and it's tough to, again, to stay motivated. You're talking to people. Everybody's looking at the new year, but we still have the rest of the year. So the best thing is to start planning your goals. If your employers, like we're talking to many of them, we're looking at hires in the new year in terms of what type of hire makes sense and what hires don't make sense right now. If you're an employee or an administrator or a operational individual at the company, maybe going through a lot of files, just like you and I were talking before this meeting, about a lot of different files and emails and related material that you had to go through. And That way you can be organized. You can purge things. It's not as crazy. Your phones aren't ringing. So you can do some planning. And there's also work projects that maybe now you can really focus on for first quarter or second quarter that you were so busy normally doing, but now things are starting to quiet down, or you have more think time that you can really start looking to implement these plans. Those are the types of things that keep you motivated personally and professionally.
You know, Mark, I'd like to respond to some of the things you said, because I think, you know, from my perspective, the key right now, and I think it's always been, has been flexibility from people and the willingness to really look at change as something positive and not to see it as something that's oppressive and depressing. This is a time for all of us to evolve. And I'll give you an example. I think you're right about the relaxation. People are more relaxed, some of it because they're just tired of it, and some of it because they're managing out of fear. People walking down the street, that can be fatigue. Exposing yourself to people, that can be fatigue. Retailers allowing themselves to allow people into their establishments more casually without monitoring. There's, you know, economic pressure on them to stay open. They're worried about their businesses. You can see businesses that are struggling and trying to stay open. And I encourage them to understand that there are people who expect them to conform. And you lose business when you're not when you're managing for one person or two people who are breaking the rules. And it's hard when you're going into establishments because we have to sometimes buy groceries and do things and enforcing it and play tennis. And I've been into many places that some places enforce really well and some places don't enforce. And you can see which ones are struggling, but it's hard. And it's the same thing with business. I've noticed in the last week, multiple companies that I'm associated with, that there have been reports of COVID-19, and it's not necessarily the worker who got it. It's that someone in their family got it as a result of exposure. So sometimes people are asymptomatic and they're casual and they're bringing it home. And so that's a concern as well. And so we have to be much more engaged in this whole thing. And, you know, I think the best thing, and I think you do this as well as anybody, Mark, maybe the best, and that is, this is an opportunity to build relationships at home. If you have a significant other, this is a chance to get closer with your significant other, to find things to do together, to work hard and find ways to work and become productive at work, but really spend time building a more quality relationship. And I think we need to see and make sure that we're relaxing and doing things as a team. And I think if you look and embrace things in terms of flexibility, we can make lemonades out of lemon. And I think that's what you're really saying to me.
Correct. I love it. Lemonade out of lemons, perfect. I think you make a good point about interpersonal relationships, because if you have a good foundation at home, that's going to have you and help you be more productive at work. So I agree with you.
Right. And I'm sure that you're closer now with your champion at home than you were 8 months ago, because you found new ways to sort of survive together. And that says a lot about you, because this is not the time to be pushing away from relationships, because, you know, there are people I'm meeting who were potentially lonely before, and now they're really lonely, and it's not a great time to be lonely.
Correct.
Mark, I really appreciate this input, and I know you're going to be coming back next week. We're going to be talking all the time. It's part of our new COVID habit. But if somebody wants to talk with you, how would they do that?
Well, first of all, Jeff, go to markzlegal.com, M-A-R-C-Z, legal, L-E-G-A-L.com, or even Google Mark Z, M-A-R-C, and the letter Z, and 617-338-1300.
Well, I know how to get hold of you, and I've done it. You pick up your phone, and if you don't, you call back. I want to thank you, Mark, for all this, and your input is right. Let's everybody try to be flexible, respectful. We're into the, let's say, seventh inning of a 9-inning game now of COVID. And, you know, it's really going to be how we close out the game. Not, you know,
I love
that's
it.
Really the
love
key. Got to be a closer now.
Correct.
Well, I'll see you soon, Mark, and I look forward to that day. I know we're all missing that fabulous and famous Mark Z hug.
Back at you, Jeff. Back at you.
All right. Remind everybody, this is Radio Entrepreneurs.